start your day at the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda Mamerstein.
We know that Gemara tells us between Pesach and Shavuos, Choftal Lelech Tamid Rebekivu and Iftar, and the reason given is something which surprises us, shocks us, and we find very, very perplexing and mysterious. Shaloi Nogu Kovod Zelazel. How can it be? Does it say someone that's saying a chayav misa for not giving a person covered? It doesn't say such a thing. No such thing. No covered says it's a chesor and it's like a mid. That's a pshat in Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Not only that, we never find that when something happens that throughout the generations we should keep up this avelus. It's happened thousands of years, suddenly hundreds of years ago. A terrible other thing. Other things happened. Zez Tachlatat. There was the Holocaust. There were loads of things that happened. We don't keep Venus because of it. At the time, there was a time. Now, so many years later. So I once saw in Ali Shur, Shlomo Volpe says over, in the name of the Altman Slabodka, the following Kiddush. He says that kovod is so important that if somebody had all his kovod taken away from him, he would die. To Matthias, you need it. You need to receive kovod. A human being needs it. You need oxygen to breathe. You need kovod. So the Nogu kovod zelazem, maybe they died. They didn't get kovod. They didn't receive honor. What does Pshat they didn't receive honor? What's it really mean that this depth of the concept of a person needs honor, needs respect? So I saw in Oyrashaz, Simchas Yisrael Altam Kelem, fascinating and surprising mahalach in Pasha Shemini, in Vayidim Aaron. We know that Aaron HaKoyen, after the very sudden, shocking death of his two sons, of Nadab and Avihu, it says, Vayidim Aaron. Gora says, Scha, Vayidim Aaron. Aaron was silent. There's like no reaction at all. Vayidim, the doime, no reaction. What was the scha for that? Nisyachid imoyadibur. The Pashish Sui Yai. What does that mean? That's a scha. So the Ben Moshe says, the Osher over, he says a very simple pshat. The Mora tells us, Ein Ashkin Ashayir, and take simple. So if it was in Siachri Moedibu, it must have been Aaron was with Simcha. But Simcha when? At the time of the death of Nadab Avihu. In reaction, he remains with Simcha. What's the pshat? Simcha Zissel says the following. The Rebbein Shleim demands of every single Yid Tarek Mitzvahs. One of those Tarek Mitzvahs is Avas Hashem. V'ahavto es Hashem lekech. People often ask the question, what do you mean there's a mitzvah to love Hashem? You can't love if you don't love. You can't hate if you don't hate. There's emotions, there's feelings in a human being. A person feels Avo, he feels Sinner. It's something. How can there be a legislation, a rule? You've got to have this. You must love the Rabbi Yisrael. And he says more than that. We don't even have a chayek in this mitzvah of Hashem because it's much, much too lofty and too unreachable. So the Altman comes and says no. We find that people have friends. Who are your friends? Generally, your friends are people who you feel you have something in common with them. You have something in common with this person. Maybe the person sitting next to you got something in common with him. Maybe you haven't got anything in common with him. Maybe he's not your friend. But a friend is someone with whom you have something in common. And he says, Hiskarvus comes from Avo, and Avo comes from the feeling of hishtavus, the feeling of similarity, equality, we're similar to each other. Then when you feel with another human being that you're similar to them, that creates a sense of wanting their company and closeness, and that's where Abba comes from. So he says every single person can have Ishtavus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some way, relatively to his state as a human being. How? The three ways. One is, the one way you can, every single person can have Ishtavus, oneness, similarity, common goal, common place with Hashem, is Halicha B'drochav. Going in the ways of Hashem, HaTovo, generosity, kindness. Through being kind, you are like Hashem. The second way in which you show that you're like Hashem, you're similar to Him, is with Savlonus. If you have patience. If you tolerate, you put up with things that you don't like. Put up with difficult people, put up with difficult circumstances. Savlonus is also a way in which there's Ishtavus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third way in which we can all have oneness, similarity HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that bring Ahavas Hashem, is Nemonus. What does Nemonus mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Keil Melech Nemon. He's Nemon. A Nemon means someone consistent, reliable, not changing. The Ramban says on HaKeil HaNemon, B'li Shum Shinui Klal, without any change at all. The fact that Aaron HaKoyen responds to Misas Notav Aviyu without the response, V'yidoy Aaron, he says no response, that's Nemon. That's Nemon's. B'li Shum Shinui Klal. No change. So Ahavas Hashem can be achieved through these three things, which we all know about, and we all try to do to some degree, is Hatova, we try to do good to others, we try to have Savlonus, and we try to have Nemonus, not to change. So the Tachlis of the neshama staying inside the guf is obviously Kiyum Torah Mitzvos. But the purpose of that is to be over Hashem, to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do His will, which is Ahavas Hashem, which comes through these three things. So the Loinogu Kovod Zelazer has got a shoyrish in something very, very basic. What is that? We know that there were 10 miracles in the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishnah says in Opus. One of them is Oindim Tzufim, Nishtachvim Revochim. There's absolutely not an inch of space between one person and the next. And yet Nishtachvim Revochim. Why? Because I've got my Dalai Lamas and you can't come into my Dalai Lamas. This is fundamental, not only to Savlonus, to being able to cope with people and cope with life, but it's fundamental to the essence of our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we need to believe that Ein Adam Magil Mashem Uchal Chaver Fil Kamarim. Nobody can touch something that's yours. Whatever's yours is yours. You can't get it. It says by Yerushalayim, nobody ever said it was Tzali HaMokom, it's not enough place for me. Loi Nogu Kovod Zelazeh is because people imagine that when you give Kovod to another person, you're losing. You're losing something. You're admitting, you're acknowledging that he's better than you. He's stronger than you, he's more powerful than you, he's more special than you, he knows more Torah than you. There's something about that person that's more than you. But it's the opposite. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Ezeh Mechubed HaMechabit Sabriyas. That not only when you give cover are you not belittling yourself, you're doing the opposite. You're actually making yourself into a greater human being because you gave cover to someone. What do you mean? I'm very little. It means I'm making him up there and I'm down here. The no cover to the is, the pagam in it is the lack of the oyim sufim shtachim levochim, which means the complete conviction that no one can ever, ever, ever have what's not his. It says in the Torah, this week's parashah is in the Torah, Sassemus asks a very obvious kasha. He says, Sassemus asks, how can it be that the Kohen is not only given the job of being Matayim at Torah, but he's Matama? Being Matama is a very bad thing. Aaron Kohen is Oyev Shalom, Roed Shalom. Aaron's very kind, he's very caring, he's wonderful to his younger brother. It says an unbelievable thing. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu is reluctant to go to Paro because of his brother, his older brother, Aaron HaKohen. So Moshe says, V'racham samach b'liboy. It's not just he won't be jealous. He won't be upset that his younger brother's been elevated to Malchus. V'racham samach b'liboy. Because his lave shesamach b'dulas ochim yil b'sherem matunim. It's his lave. Lave is the inside. Lave is the real thing. The real part of the person is his lave. That's a lave. It's actually what we're doing now. It's his lave. Why is it lave? We're now on lave, no? Don't come. Oimer, that's right. Lave toiv. Lave toiv is the matter 49. So now we're in the lave. We're in the 31st, 32. Then there's the toiv. We're now the lave. The lave is a real person. Where we really are holding is by lave. So lave shesamach. So Aaron is in this madrega. So he's matam tzorah. I understand. But why is matam tzorah? So Sama says like this. It says odom gier ba'oy b'sorin. It says in this week's parasha. The Rebbeinu Shlom made kosnas oil. He made some sort of covering for Odom Rishon after Chet Eitz Hadas. What is it? It's oir, skin. So the Sfasema says oir, it's ayin, vov, resh. What's that? Ive. It's blind. The skin is the blindness. The skin is the cover-up. Somebody asked me, you know, it's Yodua, I'm sure everybody who's in Chinuch knows this, everybody who's not in Chinuch has heard this a billion times as well, that the plague of the generation is low self-esteem, right? Everybody's low self-esteem. But what's it really about? It's about this, it's about Oir, it's about Iver. Why? Because there are two Mahalchim. There's Yaakov, there's Esav. There's inside and outside. Yaakov's focus is on Pnim, is on what you are. Esav is on the outside. Chasmel Chazir Miyoah. Esav Nimshul Chazir. Why? The Chazir outside is all good. It's like we said, we saw he looks kosher. The outside looks kosher. Inside's not kosher. The outside looks kosher, kosher, everything's kosher. Some people say, it smells that, it's not kosher. It's not kosher. The outside is kosher. So the Mahalach, we live in Golos. We're in Golos now. Which Golos? Golos Edom. Edom is Esav. So the whole focus of our world, including the from world, is externals. What does he look like? How long is his beard? How tall is he? How short is he? How rich is he? What does his car look like? What does his house look like? Everything is external. There's no focus on Pnim. The low self-esteem is because if everything is all about externals, then of course there's no self-esteem. The self-esteem is about self, it's about lame, it's about the inside. But Aaron HaKohen is focused on inside, not on the external, not on the skin. What was Tzaras? Tzaras, the Al Shekhodesh says this, Kalyoka says this, it's really a Sassanus brings it down. Tzaras is the hidden, rotten stuff inside coming out. So it's really great. Saras is fantastic. It's a detox. Saras is detox. It's detoxification. It's poison inside. Get it out. So how does it come out? It comes out through the skin. Someone says something, I don't really know exactly what it means. He says, the little holes inside the skin. Through the Averis, those windows are shut. Come. So Aaron HaKoyen, the Koyanim, who are all following Aaron's Mahalach, they're coming lehetiv. So by being metame somebody, they're doing him a favor. They're giving him a chance to detox. They're giving him a chance to get rid of the rubbish, the bad stuff inside. The tumor should come out. The Ashkosh even says more than that. He says, why isn't there tsaras nowadays? There isn't tsaras. Psoriasis sounds like tsaras. It's all the same word. There's no tsaras today. Why? He says, because then they were on such a madriga that there was a sense that it's incompatible to have the good and the bad together. So they couldn't stand to stay together, so one of them came out. But now, you know, we made peace, so to speak, with the good and the bad being together. We're not as bothered by the bad as we should be by the bad, and therefore the bad can stay inside the person within the good. But the side over here is that the shiflus, the weakness in jealousy, which is actually all related to this, the jealousy is again from a focus on externals, on what you look like, what you sound like, the impression that you give, what you have in the bank, what type of car do you drive, everything external, what clothes do you wear. That's all a lack of focus on inside. The Loinoga Kovod seller says, because Kovod is the real inside. Kovod is the Haroch Ruchni, the appreciation that really, you're not giving anything away. You're not losing anything at all when you give Kovod to the other person. The opposite. You're only being Nischaba to the other person. You're becoming joined to them. Just by giving cover to somebody, we've got no idea how much is possible to change another person's whole future just by giving them attention, giving them cover. I read a story which I was very, very moved by, and I'm going to share it with you. I read a story in Rabbi Spira's book on Pirkei Avos, right at the end. He tells a story, he says that in Yerushalayim it often happens that the demonstrators who gather to make a demonstration for Kedusha Shabbos, and it was following such a Hafkanah, such a demonstration, that the chaplain from Eid went to the office of the local police chief to have some people who'd been arrested at the rally to have them released from jail. And when he came into the office to meet this police chief, who was obviously secular, he saw a picture on the wall of a Haredi family behind the officer. Seemed so odd that he should have this picture hanging in his office. So he asked the police chief about the people in this picture. So he said, many years ago, I'd only just become a policeman, and I'd had a very difficult week. That week it was very hot, the middle of a chamsin, and I was very overworked and very tense and extremely exhausted. I looked forward to having a relaxing weekend. But the chief of police had other plans. He called me in and said, you're not getting off tomorrow. Those crazy Haredim are calling for a massive demonstration. I need all hands on deck. Everyone's working this weekend. I begged him to let me off. He wouldn't listen. I was furious. I needed this day off badly. I need it now. And because of those Haredim, I was going to have to work extra. What's meant to be my day off? So when I woke up that morning dressed for work, instead of sleeping late, I cursed them. I was awfully angry that I had to go to work. I promised myself that the very first one of them who crossed the police line would get arrested and beaten up. I got to the station. I changed into my riot gear. It was over 100 degrees outside. With all that gear on, I was already sweating before I started work. I grabbed my baton and pounded it into my fist, eager to take out my frustration on the first person I saw crossing the line. When I arrived at the location of the rally, I saw all these Haredim gathering. My blood was boiling, sweltering in the heat. I cursed my fate for having to leave my air-conditioned home. I swung the baton around and said to myself, the very first person who crosses the police line is going to get it from me. The crowd was very wild. They pushed towards me, but none of them crossed the line. This happened again and again. And then suddenly I saw one person approaching slowly. A very old lady. And I called out to her, stop, stop. She took no notice. She kept on coming closer and closer and closer. And the crowd encouraged her to cross the line because they knew the first person to cross the line is going to get beaten up. And I shouted out, this is your final warning. If you step one step closer, I have no choice but to hit you. Please stop. I'm warning you, you're going to get hurt. But the woman carried on. I picked up my baton to hit her. And I said, I warned you many times. I asked you to stop. You wouldn't listen. She lifted up her hand. And she began to speak very softly. And she said, you can do whatever you want to me. If you want to hit me, you can hit me. I can't stop you. But it's very hot here. You look like you're sweating. You must be very thirsty. So I've come here to bring you a bottle of water. And she took out the bottle of water and gave it to this policeman. And the crowd moved away. When I came home from the demonstration, I spoke to my 6-year-old daughter. And I said to her, you always asked me about playing with those Haredi kids down the block. Well, now I want you to play with those kids. I realized that any group of people who could produce a woman like that can't be that bad. It was too late for me to change, but not for my daughter. She became friendly with those kids and eventually wanted to go to the same school as them. One thing led to another. And you see that picture? That's my daughter with her family. This is Hishtavus with the Rebbeinu Shleim. This is oneness with the Rebbeinu Shleim. We say here, Alton Keller says, there are three things we can do to have Hishtavus, to have oneness with Hashem. One is Hatova. Hatova, to do good things. The second is Savlonus, putting up with people, putting up with things, putting up with situations. And the last one is the Nemon. Have Nemonus. To Nemonus. And I think, in a certain way, from Pesach to Shavuos, this is part of the challenge. Nemonus. People correctly look back at Pesach and say Pesach was wonderful, but it was a lot of hard work. You're ready for rest. So on comes Sphira and says, no, you can't rest. Every single day you've got to push yourself a bit further. A bit push, 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 push. That's Nemon. That's Nemonus. Belishum shinui klal, no change. The Leinov Kovitzelase is a very, very shocking concept. Because how do you give cover to people? How do you give honor to people? This lady was giving honor. She sees a policeman. She sees he's sweating. She sees he's furious. And what does she do for him? Bottle of water. You're thinking, what's the thing with MS? This lady, this story happened a long time ago. This lady was somewhere ready in Olam Ha'emes. And what did she get for that bottle of water? What does she give? What does she get? What does she get for it? It's amazing to think about it. What does she get from it? A whole mishpacha from a Yidden. And their children, doyrus, from a bottle of water, from kindness. We think to ourselves, like, what can we really do in sphere to change? Yeah? Something small. A bottle of water could be kind of chayat. Literally, a bottle of water. As mechabed, gave covet. Even the fact that there are people who, when shlochim come to their house, and try to get them out as fast as possible, and other people who sort of have time to, for the person to talk. He told me, he was in Gates, he told me that he went somewhere years ago to a big osher for tzedakah, and he met a man there, and the man told him, he said, you know, he gave me a nice nesina, but he gave me something much more than a nice nesina. He listened to me talking for half an hour. He said that was more, the big nesina was big to him, but he listened to me talking for half an hour. Loinok Kovitzelazer is not something in the past. Otherwise, you wouldn't continue the Mixus Avedis. Oh, the nice here. You made a coffee for somebody. You cleared up the cup. It's all covered. We can do so much. The Chiddush of the Altam Kelim is, the Altam Kelim says here, that's Avos Hashem. Because we come to Avos Hashem through these three things. Through Hatova, through Savlonus, and through Nemus.
Rabbi Spiro, it's on Pekiov.
On Pekiov?
It's the last story in the book.
Very nice. Nice story.
Wait, some of that.